Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Previously on Scorched Sheep, Sod delivered Treble back to us on our ship, but he was odd and weird. Said he'd been missing for 10 years, but it had only been 3 days. So we ended up going to Ezreri, where he was taken away to get pampered, and we went looking for some potions. We came across Elbin Crane, a dodgy shopkeeper who wanted to join forces with us to get the runic symbols on our map. So we agreed to join him, but we need to go case out the casino and the governor's mansion to do it.
Adventure waits on every roll, fighting for our mortal souls, through mountains high and dungeons deep, through dragon's dream of skull sheep.
Welcome everyone to Dragonstream of Scorched Sheep. As usual, I'm Gadget, I'm your DM for the evening. And joining us this week, COVID-19 patient zero again, Stig.
Hello.
The elder statesman of the party now, Oodles.
Hello there.
The one who said he would do the catch-up and then just sat silently, it's Biggie.
Hello there, he's lying.
Roll for deception.
D&D jokes, yes!
And the woman single-handedly keeping the Bordeaux region of France in business, it's Candy.
Great.
Lovely. One word greetings. Fabulous. So, yes.
Hello, everyone.
As was recounted by Stig there, despite his coughing, the party made it to Ezreri last time, where Treble went off to get dressed by Leopold, and the rest of them went searching and shopping. They met with Elbin Crane, a curious man who didn't want their money, but instead wanted their runes and wanted to find out more about the runes. They've joined forces and they've been told that there are two places they can look in Ezreri: the governor's mansion with the governor's ball that's conveniently happening tonight, or the casino in the middle of the river.
Can I just point some out before we start? Biggie just did a deception roll on D&D Beyond and failed.
What did he get? A nine.
A nine.
God, even when you're not in the game, the game's not with you.
It's terrible. No, let's give him props. He actually clicked deception roll.
Well, true, yeah. I guess it's because there's no such thing as a deception saving roll. That might be the nerdiest joke I've ever made. Anyway,
the problem is I got it, mate. That's
you're just as bad as us. You're a fucking nerd.
I fucking got it.
How are you going to look your mates in the eye in the pub now, knowing that you got a joke about dice rolls?
They don't fucking know I do this.
I know, but...
And gaming.
I know, but you know, Oodles.
No. We've all got dark secrets.
Well, if this is your darkest secret, you're doing well. Anyway, let's get
started.
I'm
all right, yeah.
So the last session ended with the party heading back to the Dreadbeat to get a good night's sleep. So we're going to play the Final Fantasy sleep music, And then everybody kind of wakes up with the sun. Oropan is up for a change, and he's kind of busying himself in the corner. He's starting to clean things up. Stigveld, as you wake up, you notice he's got kind of like rags in each of his hands, and he's kind of like brushing and dusting.
I like to see. Well done.
Well, you made such a fuss about it, and you threw away a perfectly good bench yesterday. I thought I'd make an effort. Also,
nobody wanted it.
Also, I've been passed out for the last 3 days, so I could do with getting up and doing something. He kind of gives you a side eye, Capri.
I'm shaking a Bloody Mary.
No, I need at least one day to dry out. Thank you, dear.
Oh, put hairs on your chest.
I have enough hairs, thank you. listeners, you need to go on YouTube and just see the look on Oodles' face right now.
That character makes me sick in general.
He's supposed to.
Yeah.
Yes, you all get up and kind of get yourself prepared for the day. Do your characters have any thoughts, any discussions, anything going on?
This is difficult for me because I need to now act as a character putting on an act. So I'm going beyond acting now because Treble's putting on an act, as I made aware.
You sound like fucking Edward Norton right now.
Yeah, I feel like Edward Norton. I feel like battering somebody. So, Treble's just stood at the end of. Are we in the deck, on the deck?
Yeah, well, you're wherever you want to be, but you're on the ship.
Yeah, I'm stood at the end of the deck, being all Jedi-like, with his black robe on, just staring into space. And as much as like, he's trying to pretend to be all stoic and new and like, pretend, he's giggling to himself. He's like, like that. So I want someone to hear him.
Someone roll a perception check, see if they can hear him.
I've got passive perception of 14. And she's that.
Nah, I'll roll it, but.
Why not? 14 would probably be enough. You would at least hear some noises coming from him.
Treble.
Yes.
How are you feeling today?
Lacrimose.
Don't know what that means. Not one with the big words.
I'm fine. I'm currently planning on visiting the governor's mansion. I want to speak to the highest level of authority in this city.
Right. We need to discuss what we're going to do later tonight.
Well, I need Who's to blend going in, where? So you can't come with me. Look at you.
What do you mean? This is my finest garb.
Ah, precisely.
Listen.
And that's the end of their conversation.
Yeah.
Capri's just in a fine old mood. She's heard she might be going to the casino tonight, so she's actually straightening her hair. She's dancing around. She's got the broomstick she's using as a microphone. She takes Calbo for a little spin around the deck floor. She gets the powder. She just boops it on Stig's face. Absolutely pumped for the casino.
I'm in a tuxedo.
Where have you this got the tuxedo really... from? You don't have a tuxedo.
Yeah, you can't do that.
There was one on the ship.
It's only me and Candid that can do illusion magic. I'm gonna ruin your plans as well. Dragon.
Yes.
Come hither.
I'm here already.
No, I mean like come here, I wanna talk to you, dickhead. Acting. God, I am not like Ed Norton. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, it's going to be one of them sessions.
Yes, Treble. How are you? Any memories come back yet?
None. Even though he's got them all. He never lost his memory. None. I need you to accompany me to the governor's mansion.
Oh, I do like I do.
Yes, I know you were planned to go to this casino, but you'd be the perfect... He's trying to think of a word that is like a ringer, but not a ringer. But you know what I mean? He's
my
token
dragonborn, but I can blend in like a chameleon.
Perfect. Oh my God.
Perfect.
I think I took psychic damage from that one.
Would you care to accompany me this evening at the governor's mansion?
Well, I'm already wearing a tuxedo. But I could always change.
Do you have tuxedos in this world?
I want this to be like...
I've got a casino!
Because this is a pirate ship. Because this is a pirate ship, and he's found this tuxedo, inverted commas. It'd be like...
It's not.
Proper ruffles. Like a pirate
Jacobean
top,
ruff.
Yeah, with ruffles and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks like Steed Bonnet from Arslag
Means Death. The gentleman dragonkin.
Yes. So we'll say because tuxedos are a modern world thing. They won't be here.
They are very modern.
But you're standing resplendent then in what you found in the hold. Which is kind of like a powder blue.
Think like the Red Prince from Divinity 2.
Sort of, yeah, but I wanted to be a little bit camper. Just to punish Figgy for this. So it's kind of like a bit like a powder blue silk tunic with a white ruffled shirt, kind of breeches that come down to his knee, long white socks that his toe claws have kind of poked through the end of.
This is
all a size too small for him. So like every time he like kind of he's kind of like creaking around as he walks around.
This is technically, and I'll let you peek into Treble's mind. This is technically why Treble has asked Cowboy, because he wants everyone to be looking at him. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, they will be.
he's my little ringer. He's going in.
Constantly fiddling with his crotch because it's too tight.
Yeah. I'm sending him in.
I'm a big boy down there.
He thinks I've asked him earnestly, but I'm asking him to, so I can snoop about.
Okay, fantastic, brilliant.
So we've got a date.
Okay. While all this is going on and Capri is kind of like bouncing around the deck, Proserpine does not know where to put himself, and he's unfortunately been caught by the straighteners a couple of times, and his fur is kind of flattened out. He looks kind of like a little bit like a manta ray at this point, because you've just straightened all of his fur in a fit of chaos.
I'd like to ask if a tuxedo is a modern day.
Yeah, the straighteners there.
But somehow she has straighteners.
PhDs.
I'm not dealing with that. It's just.
Ye olde straighteners.
Are they steampunk ones?
Yes. You've got cogs and everything.
I've got a pirate's hat to go with a suit as well.
Oh, for God's sakes. Right, okay. You look like a toss pot.
Yes, yes, he does.
So
specifically,
while the plans are going on, Oropan kind of like scuttles onto the deck and goes, "I need to go visit a friend of mine. Would anyone like to accompany me just until you need to go and do your things?" He's an old friend from university. I believe he became an artificer.
An arty what?
An artificer, a clockwork mage.
He's I will join you.
A what?
A clockwork mage, you fucking idiot.
I will join you, spider thing.
Excellent. I think he usually has some fun toys to buy.
I'll be coming along as well then, won't I?
You can come along.
Let us all go. Let us go to the clockwork mage.
But the Bloody Mary's here.
I've got pockets of jewels.
So have I.
Pockets of jewels. I've not spent a dime since we started this fucking show.
After your TikToks, I don't want to miss out on potentially missing an artificer means.
Oh, yeah.
as soon as you said it, I'm thinking I'm walking out here in a mech.
Fucking hell. Right.
We've got a few hours to kill. Let's go.
I also want a better gun.
So
can I hold hands with Oropan? Just one hand.
Yes. You and Oropan kind of skip down the gangplank together.
She's off to fucking flares, Capri. She's having a right girly day.
Oh, it's a proper Yates night out, isn't it?
Yeah, they're off to slug and lettuce first. Bottomless brunch.
A weird duo, them two.
Need another map to find the toilet.
Capri, as you and Oropan kind of get down to the jetty, there's one of the concierges there who hands you a glass of champagne as you kind of carry on skipping along.
I love this place.
On a virgin cruise.
You're in a rich, rich place, man. They treat their guests
fabulous.
Well. So, if you look at Roll 20, I'll show you on the map where you're heading. It takes you about an hour to get there. You're kind of heading up here. So you cross back over the river. You come past an old university, which looks very hoity-toity, and there are some very bitchy students hanging around outside. Some scholars who have a lot of daddy's money and know about it.
Yeah.
But you come to the artificer's shop, which says Vexel's Gadgets.
He's plugging his own bloody name now.
I can say the fucking word.
TM.
or a pan comes up, oh, it's been years since I've seen Vexel. He's rather sensitive about his size, so just be nice to him, okay?
Naturally.
Excellent. And he kind of pushes the door open. There's a bell sound. You walk into this large shop full of things that confuse you all. You don't understand fully what you're looking at with some of these things. There are things that are spinning. There are things that are undulating. There's a Tesla coil, which is a weird thing because you've never seen electricity captured in such a way.
Yeah, only like magical electricity.
Yeah. It's all manner of doobops and doohickeys and gadgets and gizmos. But none of it you can comprehend.
Don't like this place.
And you hear from the back, hold on. And he walks out. You don't expect. It's 6'5" with a tiny kind of lizardy head, wearing a very large overcoat that's kind of like lumpy, and he's got tiny arms.
Is he like a Goomba from the Super Mario film?
A little bit like that, yeah. But with like a snout. He's got a snout. And he throws his little arms up in the air. He goes,
Orapan, my friend, Orapan. Oh, it's been years.
Oh, Vexel. Oh, you've grown, haven't you? Oh, you were very little last time I seen you.
Well, as you know, I can do things now. I can do anything I want to do.
You hear?
Shut up.
And he kind of walks forward.
How can I help you? How can I help you?
What is this kind of magic?
Oh, this is it's mechanical clockwork magic. I can imbue machines and lifeless items with magic or abilities that you would never expect them to have. Please, 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 look around, see my shop. Everything in here is for sale.
Could you direct me to some kind of... And his hair goes back into place.
Would he have some kind of lock-picking devices?
Ask him.
Just thinking for a little... Oh, hang on, you can pick locks, can't you, Candy?
I don't think so.
You need to look into your proficiencies for them.
I've got three lockpicks left.
So Capri can because she has thieves' tools.
Yeah.
Just thinking. Can I ask Vexel?
Sorry, I'm just trying to think of some potentially later if we're in the casino. We may need to enter somewhere.
Can I ask Vexel a question? You can say no.
Yeah.
Vexel.
Yes.
Is there any possibility you have a... Like, I show him my little pistol.
Yeah.
A weapon similar to this, that is smaller, that I can stash, I don't know, between a sleeve and an arm.
And he looks down at Orapan.
Is he on the level?
Well, he's a little bit unstable, but yes, he's been good to me so far, apart from that time he shot me.
That was funny, not funny.
I'm thinking, Mr. Vexel, something close range. It doesn't have to be a long range instrument. But projectile, preferable.
I don't have one on hand, but I can make one for you.
And he's saying this kind of in hushed tones at you.
Yeah, we're being snide, aren't we? We're being snide.
Well, hushed tones, like, you all can hear, but it's just in case anyone kind of out in the street is walking past us.
Why is he whispering?
Shh.
I do have a certain sideline in concealable weapons. I only have one in stock at the minute.
And which is that?
And he picks up what looks like a fountain pen. And he hands it to Stigveld.
You big fellow, I think you'll be able to hold this.
And what is it? You take in your hand and it feels like a dead weight. It feels like it weighs about 50 kilograms.
Dense.
Very dense. And he says it's long cylindrical, it's black, it's kind of, and it's got like a seam in the middle. And he just says to you,
stand back and just twist it in the middle.
Okay. Should I point it somewhere?
Away from us.
Okay. Does that?
So he twists it, and like a flash, this kind of telescopic great axe appears in your hand.
Ah! Wow!
Jesus! Oh! Wow!
Impressive.
And then, if you press that little button on the handle,
it shims back down to the size of a pen.
Stugveld, I recommend you buy that immediately.
Impressive.
Yes.
Thought you weren't allowed weapons here.
It's a utility, isn't it?
Well, here's the clever part, my large fellow.
And he takes it off you, and he pulls it from the sides, and it's a fountain pen. Says,
you're not holding an axe, you've got a pen.
Pops Mate, the cap back
buy
on.
It. Buy it.
How much is this?
5,000 gold pieces.
It's worth it, mate. That is worth it. That's me art character, by the way. He won't call him mate.
How much
does it write?
Is that
it's a deal breaker?
Does it write?
How much is that in jewels?
The jewels you've got are of the value of gold pieces.
Right, so one jewel, one piece.
Yeah.
Cobbo.
Yes.
Can I take a loan of jewels?
Yeah, no problem.
Hell, amazing. Here. Just throws it out. Just all over the desk.
And from inside the trench coat, you see another kobold head pop out and go, "Oh, jewels!" And he kind of jumps down and
oh, Jesus!
Vexel falls down, and then there's another kobold underneath him. And he goes, "Ah, for fuck's sake! Vexel!
Interesting.
Vexel, get back here!"
Oh, I see you brought your brothers in. That's how you got so tall.
Yes, yes, yes. We all take turns as to who's the head.
Gentlemen, may I ask you a question then?
You hear three voices at once. Yes?
I've seen your skills with this clockwork magic. Is there any potential? I give you 241 gold pieces and 100 jewels, totaling 341 pieces, to create me some kind of small, concealable ballistic weapon.
By tonight, ooh.
And the three of them kind of like huddle around and have a little bit of a conflab. And the look up.
Where'd they all come from?
And they're so delayed.
And they look back up at you and goes, and they go,
"We might be able to get one, but it will only be able to fire once."
Perfect. And I just hand it. That's it. I've got no currency on me whatsoever now.
Vixel. He takes the money and he scuttles off. Vexel and Voxel are then currently kind of like pulling all these jewels that Stigville just kind of dumped onto the floor in exchange for the pen axe.
I had a total of 263 pieces on me, so
they're not going to dupe me, are they? I've given them all my money now. They're not going to fuck me over.
I take it I'm getting rid of all the gold that I've got on me. I only had 263.
No, you had 50,000 worth.
I've got
jewels.
I've got your jewels. Remember, I'm carrying your bag of jewels. That you would.
Oh yeah, you had them. That's cool.
Yeah, so
I've obviously Treble's still playing that little like lone wolf thing. So he's paid it with his own money for the first time ever. That's
can
why
I,
he's done it.
Can I ask what the specs are on this axe then?
So the specs would be a great axe plus one,
and it's concealable.
But but the main thing is that it's concealable.
So, hang on. So, hit DC is only plus. Go through this with me because hit DC is plus 8. And the damage on. This is my normal great axe is 1d12 plus 5.
Yeah.
So, is it akin to that or not? Like.
So, you would need.
I will add a new axe in there. Just want to know it's like. If I need to use it, then I'm using it correctly. Yeah,
so I've just added a great axe plus one to your inventory. So then equip that. So great axe plus one, so it's hit DC of plus 9, and then 1d12 plus 6. So it's basically plus 1 to everything.
And how does it... Will that show up for me? It hasn't shown up for me.
Refresh your D&D Beyond.
There he is.
I just want my prostitute gun for the evening, please.
Are you expecting something like a derringer on a rail or something?
Yes, basically. On a rail that can pop out at any moment if I'm pinned down. I can just... Yeah, you get what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
I'm happy with one shot. That's all I need.
I'm proficient in unarmed combat.
Is that right?
Vexel says to you.
And we all shake our heads.
You sure, Carl? Did you ask if he's got anything for you?
I don't know what I... Need really, unless he can do the same.
You've got to remember,
this.
None of us have got weapons. This is why
he's got a staff that does the same thing.
Oh, no.
Or knuckle dusters.
Nunchucks.
He's only got that one thing, remember?
Yeah,
I've asked a commission. Yeah, mine's a commission.
He said he only had one trick weapon. But he says, well, and they say, don't have any more weapons other than that repeating crossbow, but I'm not allowed to sell that. The guards get a bit iffy.
Can't hide that.
And he kind of points up at it on the wall. It basically looks like an ornament at the minute.
They think it's fake, but it's real. And shoot 10 bolts before you need to reload it. It's a marvelous thing.
I have a special crossbow.
Oh, yes.
Yes. It swears when you fire it. I enjoy it a lot.
That's fucking amazing.
Yes. Out of interest, how much is said crossbow?
2,000 gold pieces.
Never mind.
So
I took a loan from Banker Calpo. He's got 40,000.
You know what's going to happen, though? We're going to be in a boss fight in about 10 episodes. And he's going to, remember that money I led you? I want it back now. Because he'll remember. His lag will catch up. He'll remember that.
He's that tight mate. And he'll just get out his receipts. 5,000 from you. And
yeah. I haven't lent a thing off him. Not a thing.
Vixel comes back in the room and he hops on Voxel's shoulders and then Vexel jumps up and they pull the coat up and go,
oh, that's better. Right, what else do we have that you may be of interest in?
And he points at a kind of it looks like a satchel in the corner and he goes, I call that a rapid descent decelerator.
Ooh.
I don't need that.
Basically, if you're falling from any great height, just pull it and it'll guide you safely to the ground.
Calbo,
that might be good for you non-magic people. Yeah, you non-magics.
I'm tall. I'm fine.
And then...
Okay. And he points at this kind of gold round-looking thing on one of the tables.
The only other thing that I think that might be useful for fellows such as you...
And he stifles a little giggle, and Oraban stifles a little giggle as well.
It's called a temporal distorter. A single-use device that can rewind time by 6 seconds. And doing everything that's happened.
Don't let fucking Calbo buy it. Candy, please buy that.
I'll take the satchel.
Can he? Oh, should buy that. How big is it?
Which one? The satchel.
The distorter.
The distorter.
That won't fit in his bag, will it?
It would. It's about the size of a watch.
Buy it.
What?
Put it in the.
Clone it.
We can just clone that and keep and have one all the time.
And we'll go back all the way to the Prison of Hope.
Probably shouldn't have told him. Probably should have told us before we negotiated a price.
Can I just have another look at that crossbow just to see? What does it do again?
It's not for sale.
I'm just having a look.
How are you gonna keep that on you? We're not allowed weapons.
I was gonna take it with me right now.
I'll purchase the satchel.
What's the satchel again?
The rapid descent. It's a fucking parachute.
Yeah. Parachute. Did you not get it? It's Leonardo da Vinci's parachute.
Who fell off the boat. It's probably a good idea.
He hands you the satchel. Don't worry, this one's cheap. It's only 100 gold pieces.
Fucking snap it up.
How much is the time displacement thingy jiggy?
It's very, very complicated and very hard to reproduce, so it's unfortunately quite expensive. 20,000 gold pieces.
Fuck.
What if we paid 5,000 gold pieces and produced another one for you instantly?
Oh, God.
And the coat opens and two of the heads kind of peer out curiously.
You are.
Yeah, there we go. Look.
You're making deals with little gremlins, mate.
Right. But we can buy this on the cheap. Multiply it, give them one back, and we can just keep it and multiply it again.
See what I mean?
Yeah, because playing with time's always helped anything in any
story. It's only 6 seconds.
Basically lets you...
The difference between death and killing...
It lets you undo a turn of combat.
I don't...
Yes,
that could be handy.
It's your money, mate.
We have a way that we can reproduce this.
Do you know this? This is me out of character. Do you know this bag that can reproduce stuff? Does it reproduce it exact? What if we reproduce it? It does the opposite. Because it's just... I don't know. I don't trust it.
You haven't tried to reproduce anything in it yet.
That's what I'm saying. What if it fucking has a consciousness when we reproduce it? It's a talking satchel.
Did Biggie put a potion in it in the last episode?
Nope. You went and bought a potion.
No, Biggie put a potion in it.
I did.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yep.
I did. I'm sure I did.
Did he, listeners?
I'm pretty sure he popped in a potion. So he's
the three kobolds in the trench coat are very curious as to how you plan to do this.
I think this is crossing the stream for me, guys. Yeah. I'm just putting that warning out there.
Show me how you can do this, and we'll consider it.
Put one of the kobolds in.
Okay.
Too small for that.
We need the device. Cobo, get your bag out.
Here it is.
So the Voxel, the middle one, gestures out to take the bag from you. Basically, you can't do him over. And he takes it.
What did you in there?
Vexel grabs the temporal distorter, and he drops it in, closes it up, give it a bit of a shake, and then they open it. And then there are two of them in there. And all six of their eyes go, whoa.
Interesting.
Told you.
Impressive, eh?
How much for the bag?
No. Bag isn't for
sale. Not for sale.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Fine. 10,000 gold, I will let you take it.
Telling you, mate. That bag's going to disappear at night. Telling you now.
It hasn't disappeared yet. Well, it doesn't matter. We've reproduced something out of it.
Waste of a good item.
Why are you giving the bag away?
Yeah, I've heard about these kobolds. They're little buggers. You do you, guys. But don't say I didn't tell you so.
I love how much debate you put into our make believe.
Mm-hmm. It worries me, that's all. I care, mate. I just care. Leave Brittany alone.
5,000.
Roll persuasion.
20.
Foxy.
Fine.
You happy with that, Carbo?
I want the bag back.
Oh, the bag is coming back, don't worry.
Yes, that's fine.
Yes, don't the forget. Bag is coming back. they rolled a 5 on their sleight of hand check.
Did you use your Lego tower then?
I did, yeah.
Badass. You badass.
Okay. So we've got that.
It's good foley.
Vexel reaches in, pulls out one of the watches, hands you back the bag with the watch in it.
Did you say I can only use it once?
Once
a day
per day.
Or something?
Once per day.
Yeah.
So that's its use for the day. So you, Cowboy, you take the bag back, you reach in, you pull out, and it looks like a kind of a small pocket watch. But when you open up the front of it, so it's gold, it's inlaid with stuff. When you open up
it's Bernard's watch.
There are countless cogs spinning around and a kind of a faint green light coming out of it. And there is just a single button on the side of it. And Vexel says to you, just open it up, press that button, and you'll go back 6 seconds. It's very powerful, but ultimately Marvelous. Quite useless for most people.
Don't press it yet, Cobo. You know, Cobo's like tempted like that. You're like Dougal in Father Ted, looking at the button.
Who's going to have the watch then?
Candy.
Capri. I'll take it.
Anyone. Just keep it.
Mystical. She's mystical.
We don't have to use that. We've got it. And we can produce as many as you want. There was no rules on that bag other than Whatever can fit inside it is duplicated.
And one thing a day.
One thing a day. There was never
any...
Is
the stipulations like... You just said that Kobold put his hand in. Does he pull out another hand as well?
No.
Because he said one thing a day.
Mm. It's only
you're going to go in here in a minute.
It's only a small bag. It's about the size of a dice bag. So it's not like enormous. Okay. Like, you couldn't put a gun in there and get another one. But you could put a
gun.
You could put a bullet in and get another bullet. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I get you.
Bullet, jewel, potion, that kind of stuff. You said.
Exactly, yeah.
I can't even remember you getting this fucking bag.
You got it after you fought the Hydra. So yeah, it was quite a while ago.
I weren't there.
You were there.
You were.
Where are
that was when we played in person, you dickhead.
I weren't there.
Do you not remember the big fucking Hydra I put in front of you?
I weren't there, like, mentally.
You're never there mentally. Anyway. So, Oropan turns to you and goes, gentlemen, you must give me a few hours. I wish to reconnect with my friends here. And he turns to the three kobolds and goes, you must show me how to do some of this clockwork magic. I've been dying to find out about it. And in turn, I can show you how to do, you know, fiery, lightning-y, healy things.
Mr. Spider, may I request...
Bloody Mary.
May I request you bring me my provisioned, my commissioned weapon later tonight?
Yes. I'll meet you one street over from the governor's mansion tonight, ahead of the party.
Fantastic, thank you. And then I wander off back to the boat.
Excellent. And the three kobolds kind of bid you adieu. One of them grabs your arm, Capri, and goes,
come back at night if you want to buy the crossbow.
I fucking knew it.
I've just been staring at it the whole time.
It's very pretty, isn't it?
Oh, so shiny.
You're going to have to get a cape to cover it on your back.
Sorry, I've got a big cloak on.
Yeah, that's true, we have.
Thank you for telling me, friends. And don't you think my hair looks so silky?
Oh, it's very soft, and you get kind of like six small reptilian hands kind of like stroking down your hair. And then
like little Mac and me's.
Yeah.
And God.
Oh, very soft, very soft.
Horrendous.
So you all leave the shop. What are you doing now?
I'm speaking to Calbo alone because we're planning our little date tonight. So enter Calbo and Treble.
Can I just quickly ask before you do that?
Mm-hmm.
So tonight is we're going to the governor's mansion to get information.
Yeah. So
break in somewhere.
Well, so Elbin believes that the governor has
one of two places, wasn't it?
Has a rune, but he also believes it could be in the casino as well. So okay, in both cases, it's a case of trying to find information. Or trying to work out how you would get further into either facility.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, Dragon.
Yes.
Tonight is your big night to shine. I'm going to let you into a little secret now, but you need to keep this quiet.
Absolutely.
It's me, Calbo. Nothing's happened to me. I'm putting on an act.
What? I'm so confused.
I remember everything, you fool. I'm putting on an act. I want them to feel bad for locking me up for 10 years. Bloody idiots. I'm putting on an act. Look, it's me. I'm just a little bit older.
Oh. Yeah, it's all fooled.
Yes, exactly, and I want to keep it that way. Can you keep this secret?
Okay, we'll do.
So, your job tonight is to accompany me. All eyes on Calbo. You will be the belle of the ball.
Oh, well, yes. I can see
well,
that.
I go because search for the, this, I go search for the so rune. Well. I go search for the rune. Because I was not kidding about my mission that I have. I cannot tell you about that to keep you safe. But my mission coincides with your mission. So for now, I'm helping you. I need to find that rune. Could you create the biggest scene without hurting anyone? Without killing anyone? Just be you.
Well, I guarantee they're not killing anybody, but
So, we're going to meet Oropan this evening. I'm going to get my concealed weapon.
just in case. We're going in.
My local thinking.
Keep your backpack under your Jacobean ruffs, whatever you've got.
My satchel. My man bag, actually.
Just in case. We don't know how tall this building is. Just be you. Remember the good old days in a bar, in a pub, or anything, tavern. Have a good time. But when you hear me whistle, it's time to get out of there.
What kind of whistle?
Like that.
Gotcha.
Yes?
Yes.
And remember, I'm trying to get back, especially at Stigveld. He doesn't know I'm me. Okay?
Okay.
If you, if you fucking spill the beans, mate, I swear to God, I'm a lot more powerful than you can remember.
Bullshit.
Why just
it's looking for a smoke, though.
And that's us. That's our scene. And scene.
Okay, are Stigveld and Capri planning their moves for the evening?
Yes, Stigveld. Let's do it. So look, you're like the high roller and I'm your fancy piece. Like in Casino Royale.
Fucking hell.
I think we can get away with that.
You keep the high rollers high rolling.
Maybe you should practice looking like a couple. Might need to practice kissing.
No, like on, it said like in the on rules, a date we're not film. Allowed to do that.
On a date movie.
Then they actually find out they really like each other. And then Simple Minds plays on in the background. Hey, hey, hey.
As
John Hughes, Dungeons and Dragons.
Treble suggests all this, the cat's eyes start to glow and he gets a little bit of a niggling headache in the back of his head.
Imagine it. The scenes, the fan art. The fan art of them two kissing. Oh, it'd be bliss.
Can Proserpine be my, like, fur scarf?
If you ask him nicely.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Proserpine, take one for the team, friend. Think how fancy you'll look.
I really hate you sometimes.
Yes, I know.
As he kind of, like, flops down over your shoulders and extends slightly into a ragdoll-coloured ruff.
Oh, it's exquisite.
I just want art of... You see the back of Stigveld and Capri walking into a casino, linking arms, but obviously he's a lot taller than her, so she's like linking arms, hiya, and a tail poking out of her dress.
Just being dragged.
Being dragged. I think that'd be so fucking good.
I just want to see fan art of Calbu in his fancy man outfit.
Yeah, that's another thing. That could be on fucking birthday cards, that.
Sorry, I believe that we... I believe that he said we have to win our way up to the top. So we're going to have to play and play well. So
I think my sleight of hand tricks and minor illusions might be able to help with that.
I was going to say maybe a little bit of magic and maybe a bit of help from the cat might be needed.
You keep them distracted. You don't look not like very you good do an numbers. Inch of magic.
Do you not have any like illusion spells? Well, you do, don't you? Do you have any like telepathy spells or anything like that?
I don't think telepathy, but no.
Because you could speak to him and like tell him what cards to play and stuff.
Yeah, can't the cat count I've got the good, cards? Or
I've got good performance. I might have to charm.
Yeah, I've got good performance. Yeah,
I charm my way through it.
I think. I mean, I can do enough kind of illusion spells and stuff. That
like,
probably...
like me and Calbo, we're doing a classic heist, like the bait and switch. You guys are doing something a bit more technical, a bit more rock and roll, or a bit more. 21 grams or whatever them films are, them fucking casino films.
I got Charm Ocean's Person, 11. I've got... I was, my character
Ocean's
was
11.
My character was built for this moment.
Great. Right, so we're set.
We go to the casino, you go to
cue the heist music. Yeah, loads of bass.
Right, okay, so... Yes, we'll hand-wave away the rest of the day. The sun has started to set on the golden city of Azriri. The shops are all closing. Stigveld's had a bath and scraped himself clean. Capri
the lice have gone.
Got dark fast.
Capri has spent the day preening and pampering herself. Treble has been sat on the bow of the ship, looking stoic.
Yeah, it's his greatest performance yet.
And Calbu has been talking to the ship about how important he is now that he's found nice clothes.
Swear he's gonna fuck this ship.
if he hasn't already.
Okay, which team wants to go first?
I think ours is simpler, mine and Calbo, so I think we'll go first.
Okay, in that case it's gonna be Capri and Stink going first.
Fuck's sake.
I was just getting my drink on as well. I was getting ready to sit back and relax.
Everybody, gather round.
Huddle.
Huddle up. Up.
I'm here already.
Everyone's got their mission. Everyone knows what they're doing tonight. We need to find out this information about this ruin. It's in one of these two
places. What's the mission again?
Just stick. Just Treble.
You.
Yeah, Treble, be just you. Keep him in line.
Yeah.
Don't worry, giant man. We've got this covered.
We need to be back here. I say we'd be back here by a certain time, just to make sure that... And then we know. Yes, be back here by midnight. And if no one's back here, then we know something's gone wrong. One team is back without the other.
I concur.
Ready? Hands in.
No.
No.
We're not fucking Ninja Turtles.
Stickville just left with a high five and no one's doing it.
We've just walked. We've just gone. Two.
And he's just there going by himself. 1, 2, 3, Stickville.
Okay, so Stickville and Capri, you walk up to the kind of the north side of the river, just past where you were to meet the artificers, and you arrive at the Ludon Tower. So the Ludon Tower itself is built in the center of the river itself. There is a kind of a small stone bridge leading to it. It pierces up to the sky. It's six-sided. A rather thin-looking tower with a kind of a pointed roof. There are balconies at each floor. And there are guests. There are guests kind of coming in and out. Everyone is kind of well-dressed, but it's not like super-duper fancy. Everyone's just... You're not meeting the king. Mm. You cross over this bridge, and I have a map for this.
How many floors are there? Because I remember we have to work our way up.
There are four floors above the water level that you know of. And then the offices above. There are four gaming floors.
I hope to God you're good at blackjack. It's always blackjack in these. Always blackjack.
So you walk across the bridge, and I am just going to get your character tokens because I forgot to put them in here because I'm wildly disorganized today. Right. Okay. So yeah. So we go to it. You walk up across the stone bridge, you walk into this kind of semicircular entrance room with a large, enormous golden door in front of you, and there are a couple of human attendants there, and they are dressed in all in black with kind of featureless white masks on. And they come up to you, welcome to the Ludon Tower. May we take your coat, may we take anything, or may we get you anything?
Darling, a couple of martinis would be fabulous.
And
Stickville, we have to blend in.
The attendant...
Stickville's just looking at her like, what the fuck?
The attendant in front of you kind of clicks her fingers. And another waiter kind of disappears through the golden door.
Can I request, as a fan of the show, to play the gold saucer theme music throughout this?
No, because we'll be copyright struck to hell.
It's worth it.
You know what Square are like?
It's worth it.
ready, my dear?
Yes, I mean, yes, darling. I'm so ready for this.
Let's arm out, Link's arms.
Excellent. Oh, awkward.
the attendant says to you, excellent, and you've arrived on a very special night tonight. Our normal games are suspended, for we are having a trials evening where you can win big if you bet right.
Ooh. We always bet right.
Excellent. And she asks to take your names.
Lady Hoofington von Blandenburg.
Wow.
Hoofington von Blandenburg.
I don't know where that came from.
So that means Stig, if Stig's your husband, he has to be a von Blandenburg as well.
I'm trying to find the bloody names that we used before.
That's why mine's simple.
Was
Doofus, if I remember right.
It was Alistair, wasn't it?
Do I remember? McGonagall.
Because the episode title was Alistair and Underhill.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the last name? Von Blunderberg.
Von Blunderberg.
Alistair von Blunderberg.
My name is Alistair von Blunderberg.
Fantastic.
Oh my God, is he German?
Thank you, Lord and Lady von Blunderberg. As we don't have record of you
For now, you will only be permitted onto the ground floor. Should you win enough, or should you volunteer for the trial and succeed in it, you will be allowed to access higher into the tower.
We'll see you at the top, darling.
I admire your confidence, and she reaches back to the gold door and pushes it open. You get the sound of music, of talking, the smell of drinks as you walk in, and you see not what you would expect for a casino. Because what you see is you see a grand staircase leading down the room where normally there would be kind of gaming tables and kind of croupiers kind of wandering about. Instead has been replaced with a large cage. Where
You've been fucked.
Sex orgy.
Uh oh.
Interesting.
I suddenly feel overdressed.
Stigveld doesn't. He's still there with his just. He has no top on. Just with his like straps over his. Over
just
his
like
knits.
A bow tie, and that's it.
Yeah, he's still got. He's just got his leather straps across his chest and a bow tie on.
It spins.
So you look down as a couple of masked attendants are kind of dragging a topless, well-dressed man out. He's kind of very much bloodied up. And the master of ceremony goes, "Who would challenge to win in our arena?"
Can I just say, Gadget, this map's beautiful.
Thank you. I made it this afternoon in a panic.
It's beautiful. If this is you panicking, Christ.
I think I'm going to have to fight for us to get up, aren't I?
Go on, you're going to get blood everywhere.
Look at the map.
I think trials gave it away.
As you kind of step down the stairs, you can see to the sides of you there are kind of two very large, ornate kind of golden wooden walls, with doors at the ends where you can see on one side you can see staff coming in and out of it, and on the other side you see a couple of kind of like posh looking people walk just past the cage and through the door. You can surmise that one of these doors will lead upstairs, one of them will lead to the servants' areas.
Well, darling, I'm not going to be much use here. I suggest you put yourself forward.
No.
Can I just tap a like a servant or waiter or whatever somewhere that's walking by?
Yeah, sure. So there's kind of
they prefer to be called staff.
a female.
Click my fingers at staff.
A female waitress walks up to you. She has a golden clockwork hand. And she kind of puts her hands together and goes, "Yes, how may I help you?"
"What's the meaning of this? I thought this was a casino."
"Well, it is. We have once a month we have special trials nights. You bet on the person in the cage fighting against a series of monsters or creatures that the Ludon Tower and the Masked Croupier have procured for the event. The longer someone lasts, the more money they win. And if they can beat all five encounters, then that person is allowed upstairs."
Love
what
it.
About their partners?
No.
Do they have to fight themselves or just bet on the fighters?
You can choose to bet on the fighter or you can be the fighter.
Interesting.
If you noticed,
I'm quite a large fellow.
Get in there, Stigveld. You threw a bear once.
I threw a bear once. Literally. It came at me, I picked it up, I threw it. It's very impressive.
And off he fucked.
If you would like to try and fight there, Stigveld, you're very welcome to.
Who's Stigveld? My name is Alistair.
Darling, that is my pet name for him. I get to call him that.
Jesus.
And this Calbo fuck shit.
Calbo and Capri just have no idea how to stay like aloof.
Terrible. This is why we're about to split them up, mate. If me and you were doing this, we'd have bashed this out.
Come on, Stiggy Poopkins. We don't have to take this from the start.
You give yours and my name away the instant we got into this city.
Oh yeah, there was that.
Stig, can you roll me an insight check, please?
7.
Okay. Candy, can you roll me an inside check, please?
6.
Okay, never mind. the waitress kind of looks to you, Capri, and says, "Would the lady like a drink?"
Yes, darling. The lady would.
If I remember right, it would be a Bloody Mary. She walks off.
Does she know?
You can't fault the service here.
How does she know?
How does they know?
Yeah, how does she know?
How do they know?
You didn't even question it because you're a pisshead.
You need
She was intuitive.
Just switch on a little. Can't have you too drunk. I need you. I need your magic.
I'll have a virgin one. It's fine.
Yeah, your ruffle speaks to you, Capri.
Oh, God, that's weird. And
says,
she smells familiar.
Well, you can give me a bit more of a clue.
What, DM?
I gave you two opportunities for an insight check and give a dialogue that she didn't necessarily have before. You're on your own with this one.
I feel like I work with fucking amateurs.
The app rolled me that.
Okay, Proserpine, where from?
Can we
season let's one. Go
not give you any more think than that without it. You actually questioning it.
Think about it.
I don't know. There you got me.
Come on. Keep the content rolling.
Let's keep it going. So, the MC is standing in the middle of the cage, and he's the only one whose mask doesn't cover his entire face. His mouth is open, so he can like project, and goes, "Who would stand to fight? Who wants an easy path to the second floor?"
I want to watch a fight first before I get in the ring. Not stupid. See what they've got. See what I'm up against first.
Okay.
Good move.
Make
a bet on it, though.
Yeah, make some money while you're there.
There is a rather kind of stout-looking dwarf in front of you and goes, aye, I'll fight. Sick of watching them lose. I could do the win. And he goes, "Oh, welcome!"
And he opens
the cage and he walks in. The MC kind of comes out of the cage and locks it.
Ladies, gentlemen, variations thereupon, creatures, everybody in between. You're about to witness something very special here. The trials of the Ludon Tower. 5 rounds of combat. No breaks. You have to win every fight. And if you win, you automatically get a pass to the next room up. 10,000 gold pieces. Our champion here is going to take on the challenge. So, everybody take their bets.
And he starts to kind of walk around to people, like asking what the bets are. And he kind of walks up to you and Capri.
Stig, let me give you a hint. He didn't name the dwarf. It's a red shirt. It's a red shirt.
Hang on. I know what I'm doing.
So he walks up to Steve and goes,
"Place a bet, sir."
What is the champion? What is it? And how many fights has it won? Please. I've only just got here. I'd like to know a bit more.
He's about to start his first fight. He's fresh to, fresh to the arena.
Fresh champion.
A fresh champion.
I think it's an honorific title, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a hyperbole. Anyone who walks in is a champion.
So the dwarf is the champion. Okay, so who's he fighting? What's he fighting?
Oh, he's fighting a selection of monsters. Creatures from around the world.
The house always wins.
Can you tell me these creatures?
you'll have to witness them. We have a collection of them. They're picked at random.
He's good, this guy. He's good.
What's the minimum bet?
500 gold pieces.
What's the max?
Whatever you want.
Capri, come over here. Why is she still stood in the doorway?
She's forgotten that she can pick up a token and move it at will.
I'm still thinking about who that person was and thinking back to season 1.
She's been listening back. She's listening back to podcasts.
Use your brain. Should we bet on this or just watch for now, just to see what happens?
Let's watch this one.
Yeah, we're just going to watch. I want to gauge an idea.
Okay.
We just got there. You know, like, we want to feel out the table. You know, like you would if you were a casino. You'd feel out the tables, see what looks hot, see what's...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
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 Is she the barmaid from the tavern previously, the runner.
That was season two.
I need to remember, what's your name, Capri? What's your character's name?
Call me Bubbles, darling. Everybody does.
He forgot already.
This is going well.
It's not fun.
It was from Blunderbumble or something.
Blunderberg.
Blunderberg.
Bluffenberg, wasn't it?
Bluffington.
Bluffington.
Right, we
know. Marzipan.
Note for future reference when we have to be undercover.
Yeah, what if someone asks you now, what's your name again?
Think of easy names. At the time.
She's too excited for fucking Night Out.
What I said.
Fucking
Fred. Too excited for Night Out.
Fred and Rita, that's us next time.
So are you making a bet with this man? Are you watching?
No, we're going to watch. We're going to gauge how it goes and see what we feel.
He can't even lose when it's his character in D&D, this man.
Can't
risk it.
No, I don't want to lose 500 gold pieces.
So you can bet on the monsters.
The MC wanders off, kind of collecting bets from other people. As the waitress with the gold hand comes and returns a pitcher of...
Bet on the monsters,
Stiggy. A pitcher always of Bloody Mary for Capri and a glass of water for Stig.
I presume he's going to do it like a normal D&D match and roll. So if he's dwarf, rolls good.
No.
You never know. That's why I want to sit back and watch first. See how he does it.
You can make some money.
Was it that same person that brought my Bloody Mary to me?
Shit, loads of money. Don't worry
about it. Yes, your Bloody Mary has been brought to you.
By the same person?
By the same person.
Can I incite her harder this time?
You're going to have to ask her something. Incite her harder.
That's what she said.
I'll fucking incite you, right? You can ask her a question.
Who are you?
You seem familiar. Have you been working in this?
Why's your voice change?
Darling, come on! You seem familiar.
Keep alive.
You seem familiar, darling.
Keep alive. Keep going. Acting.
You seem familiar, darling. Where do I know you from?
Oh, here and there. Your voice sounds weird. Are you sick and well? Do I need to call an apothecary?
I'm quite well, my darling. I just feel like, you know, maybe I perhaps have come across you before.
Uh-huh. Well,
it sounds like something from Roald Dahl.
I'm very drunk, you know. I sometimes need a little bit of help.
What? Do you want to try and ask her something actually probing?
Who the fuck are you? Ask her.
Yeah. Is that not too obvious, though? I just grab her wrist and...
Why don't you just ask a name like a normal human?
I don't know how to be a normal human, for I am not one.
No.
I'm a tiefling. Yeah, just a good old who are you? I know. I know you're not who you say. I know you know that I'm not who I say.
She's giving her up already.
And she just looks saying,
my scarf recognises your smell.
Oh, God. I can't. We need to stop drinking while doing these. We need to stop drinking.
I'm sober as a fucking judge.
I'm not.
I am too. I don't need anything. No, this is great.
Oh, God.
I want next time when we eventually get to new characters, I want Candy's next character to be a detective.
Detective Bubbles.
This has gone so far off the rails, it's unreal. So the she looks down upon you and she whispers in your ear, I'm a friend, don't worry.
Which friend?
This is still confusing, Candy. That's what's hilarious about it.
I'm going to give you one more opportunity to ask her a question.
Please, just tell me, darling, what's your name?
Oh, God!
Where do I know you from?
Where did we meet?
And she kind of looks around. Everyone's kind of focused on the dwarf in the cage as he's standing kind of in front of the trapdoor to see what's going. He's going to fight, and she just looks and she just like lifts her mask slightly, and you can see it's Aeloth.
Come Princess on,
Lee. Literally, he was looking at that going, is it Aeloth?
It's Aeloth. Of course it fucking is.
What do you mean, course it is? Like that.
She knew that she drank Bloody Marys.
Yeah, but the only other person that would have known that is the barmaid who fucked off and left us, which is what Biggie said. That's who I would...
season two, though.
Exactly, but...
He said season one.
God.
I thought Alof...
Didn't see the body.
We didn't see the body.
Exactly. We haven't seen him in a long time. Yes.
And she, and as you look at her kind of like soft elven features, you see there's this kind of huge scar up her face and her right eye is
milky. She's got dodgy hands now as well.
She's got a clockwork hand.
Yeah.
And she kind of pulls the mask down and goes, I will see you later.
Okay, darling. Thank you, darling. That'll be all.
And she, and before she leaves, she whispers in your ear, "Don't let Stigveld go in there unarmed."
Okay. Yes. That'll be all.
Next week. Why don't you meet Candy on What We Do in the Shadows? Fucking Nadja.
Who was that? Who was that?
It was a friend.
You can tell him he's your fucking mate.
I don't want to say her name. It was the one that went off the cliff. We didn't see a body, remember?
I mourned her. Stupid. I believe she's alive. I gave her good morning time for her.
Oh, wow. Well,
take it up with her later.
We don't just give out good morning time in Goliath culture.
You keep saying morning time, and it's
morning.
A different meaning in some places.
No, you know what I mean.
Morning.
So the MC goes, right, everyone silent, bets are taken.
A song for her.
Our contender, our wannabe champion, is going to face his first challenge. Everybody huddle round and be prepared. As the trapdoor kind of below opens and a kind of rickety wooden lift comes up and the dwarf goes, oh, fuck, as he is put in front of a Neogi, which is they are a race of spider-like creatures. Imagine a spider, but with like the neck of a dragon.
I'm going to Google it.
Neogi, N-E-O-G-I.
Ugh.
Yeah, they're unpleasant creatures.
Oh, look at him.
They're unpleasant creatures.
From
the astral realms.
This one's got a little... Oh, I like this one, though. He's got a little purse. I know you can barely see, but he's got a little purse around his neck. He's got a little purse. He's off shopping, darling.
So the dwarf kind of like holds his fists up and kind of looks back at you nervously as the Neogi just kind of leaps forward and its two front legs just pierce into him.
Oh, he's horrendous, this thing.
And you... This is a kind of a kind of sound as he's just starting to get butchered. The MC kind of runs up to the cage and he pulls a very large looking gun from his coat. Holds it through the cage, shoots the Neogi dead. The dwarf is kind of lying on the floor and he clicks his fingers. The cage is opened and a couple of attendants come in and drag the dwarf out.
Can I just say as well, the Neogi's got a feat called Defilia.
Oh yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Notice how on the...
And Slave Master.
On Roll 20, Stigveld moved closer to the cage. His like face is literally in the cage like this.
He love it. He's loving it.
Fucking loved it.
So in a matter of seconds, the dwarf's attempt has been thwarted, shall we say.
So you shouldn't have betted on the creature. You were right to wait, mate. You were right to wait.
Well, no, the dwarf...
I told you to bet on the creature.
The dwarf lost. Won. The creature won. The creature just
but
executed.
I got the wrong way around, sorry.
No, I just didn't know if he'd do like a roll, like a proper roll or not. So
it's gonna, mate. It's gonna for you, isn't it?
Capri.
That's not my name, darling. But yes.
Yeah, well, I'm whispering.
Yes, yes, Stiggy Bloopkins. Yes.
I could take them.
Do you not want to watch a little bit more?
What's the point?
Have you still got that pen with you to sign autographs, everyone? To sign autographs.
If we need to get upstairs, we've got to fight. It'll take us too long to bet.
Keep the pen close.
I will challenge next.
The MC looks over to you. And the big man is coming for a fight. And this is the
fight
point where we'll swap over to the other team and see how they're doing.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
God.
Okay. Good luck, he's not there.
I was just getting changed. Sorry.
Good, because I need a costume change
mid-episode.
I need a wee, so you carry on. I'll be back in a minute.
Brilliant. Organized.
I had an hoodie on. It was fucking red hot in here. No wonder my fucking gas bill's going up.
So, aside from that, outside of the governor's mansion, so if we go back to the map, where's the Israeli map? There it is. The governor's mansion to the southwest of the city. It is, you walk up to the other side of the road, where the market is, and you see Oropan is waiting for you.
Excellent. Spider-Man.
Yes.
Did you acquire my requisition?
Absolutely. And he reaches inside his cloak, and he hands you something that looks like, it basically looks like two braces that fit on your forearm.
Like a hidden blade.
Like a hidden blade. And there is a small kind of cartridge mechanism there.
Excellent.
Oropan says, "Uses if you need to use it, and I very much hope you don't have to use it." He holds out one of his hands and he says, "Just whip your hand back like this." And he kind of like gestures.
Are we just using it same as a pistol?
Same as a pistol. So you'll still have to roll to hit.
Yeah, that's cool.
And he says to you, "They told me it is primed with one charge. You can fire it once. Then it becomes useless." They did not put in a mechanic to reload it, but I would suspect that if you do need to fire it, you could probably go back to them and ask them to do it again.
Fantastic. Thank you.
That's a nice bit of kit.
Yes, it is, isn't it? The Voxel does good work, and Vexel, and Vixel for that matter. All three of them, they're very good at what they do.
Spider-Man, I need an extra request or favour from you.
Oh?
Could you go to the boat and be prepared?
Prepared for what?
A quick exit.
I don't know how to fly a boat.
Just be ready.
Okay. And he kind of scuttles back into the shadows, looking at you a little bit unsure.
Oh, when he says scuttle, it makes me...
Yeah. He's got eight arms.
Does he look like one of these Neogis?
No, he looks friendlier than that. He looks like the Boiler Man in Spirited Away.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy.
That's how I pictured him.
He's still fucking weird looking, that boy.
I mean, he's still weird looking, yeah, but he's not threatening looking.
Right, I have to put on my act now. Calbo, right. This is it. You've always wished to be the belle of the ball, haven't you?
I'm ready.
This is your charge. We need to use our pseudonyms. I'm Mr. Underhill, and you are?
Captain Grey Birkin.
No.
No, I am.
Captain Doofus.
Brown Mint.
Jesus Christ. You never remember. Nobody remembers the pseudonyms at all.
Doofus Redwing. Redwig.
Doofus. Excellent. Redwig.
Doofus?
Right. So we will enter. We have not formally been invited, but I have magic on my side for that.
So you,
I'm ready. My fists are ready.
The governor's mansion is hidden behind a large white stone wall. You walk up to the wooden gates, and they part for you. And what you can see in front of you is two kind of larger buildings that they look like about the size of taverns. And then in the background, an enormous kind of faced mansion. Guests are streaming in. Everything is kind of tree lined. There are bushes and shrubs around. The two buildings at the front are where the party is taking place, and people are being kind of ushered into the first.
Oh,
the
I am technically invited, aren't I? Because I got a leaflet.
But everyone's invited. Anyone can attend.
Yes,
this.
That's fine then. I don't have to use magic to get in.
No,
that's fine.
So I need to put you on the map. So you'll see a path to start with. Yeah.
Yep. What were your name again, Biggie? Can you think of something simple, please?
Doofus Redwing.
Doofus Redwig.
Doofus Redwig. Oh my god. Let me write this down.
Oh, he's writing something down. Jesus.
First time for everything.
Although when we did arrive, we actually gave our real names, but it doesn't matter. What's your first name, Oodles?
Mr.
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 Okay.
So the yes.
Don't
so
worry, you don't need to know my name.
The governor's guard are they're posted around. They're all wearing kind of like gold armor, holding spears, and they're gently ushering you, gentlemen. You go to the first door on the right. That is where the evening's festivities will be taking place.
We do. We go.
Yeah, you can pick up your tokens.
Yep. I go first. Calvo, stay behind me. Two paces behind me, please. Trust me.
No problem.
Trust me.
Okay, so you...
So we go in?
Yep, you open the large door and you come into a welcome reception area and there are some people kind of mingling around. I've highlighted ones that I've actually created characters for, but there's actually, you know, the room is kind of full of people.
Treble fashion... Ladies, gentlemen, variations thereupon. May I have the pleasure of introducing the greatest entertainer in the world, the Clown Prince, Doofus Redwig.
You get a kind of a smattering of kind of confused nobility applause. The room itself...
Captain Doofus Redwig.
Shut up! Shut the service. Fuck up! Shut up! And then I move to the side, and I'm just stood there, and then in walks Doofus.
And you later to switch Doofus out.
No, not next to me. You're in the centre. You're in the centre of the. Oh, for God's sake! Yeah, yes,
there are some oohs and ahs from the associated people around.
No one looks at me, mate.
Can't you charm people?
Yes, but now I've done this,
charm him.
Also, don't use that geish spell, because that one, if someone fails it or something like that, Xenos, listener, pointed this out, it does 4d10 damage.
I'm not doing that. I'm not
the mental geish. Time bomb. So don't do that on Galbo.
I'm not doing that to him. I'm not doing that to him.
That was method.
Anyway,
I'm using my normal stealth antics, so I can just slip unnoticed.
Give him inspiration.
Yeah, that's a good shout, yeah. I'll give him some bardic inspiration.
And how do you inspire him?
Be entertaining. Be the best. You are the belle of the ball. The clown prince are funny. Give these people the night of their lives. Go forth. Be free.
If you can allow me to describe the room for the listeners.
He took his collar off when you said that.
Okay, the room itself. In the middle of it, there is a large table with kind of like various drinks on it that anyone's kind of willing and able to take. Kind of a large purple rug in the middle, ornate wooden floors, and every wall is lined with bookcases of various books in different languages, sizes, colors, all that kind of thing. The first person to come up to you, I need to look at who I've put there. A rather bookish man kind of runs straight for Calbo. He is kind of wearing a white robe and he's carrying scrolls. And he looks at you and goes,
"Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. I haven't heard of you before, but are you a dragonborn?"
"Well, Matt, yes, I am a dragonborn. Captain Doofus Redwig at your service."
"Stop saying captain."
"I'm wearing a pirate's hat."
"Oh, shit. Yeah, of course you are. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine."
"My word, I never thought I'd see one of you in the flesh." And he shakes your hand. "My name is Aldous Ritchie. I'm a professor of draconic studies at the Israeli College. And I'm absolutely fascinated by the fact that you can speak."
And he kind of starts kind of peering on you. He kind of lifts your snout and says, "Incredible, incredible work.
Steady
my
on.
Word."
And he kind of pulls your snout down. So he's like kind of looking at you eye to eye, kind of over the top of his glasses. "Amazing. Oh, this is the greatest day of my life."
"Do you mind?"
"You can speak. That's not what the documents say."
And Treble in the background shouts, "Do some juggling." Yeah. You have to do an acrobatics check, mate.
No, he doesn't.
"And just to let you know, I'm also a monk, and I can do some maneuvers, martial arts. I'm trained in various types of martial arts."
"So it's... Oh, my word. So it's not even like
I am
it's just
very
parroting.
Well learned."
"Learned? Intelligence. Proper intelligence. Oh,
yes.
And he kind of looks a bit concerned. He kind of opens his book and starts kind of scrawling it with a pencil.
I could never believe in my life. I've been teaching about dragons and draconic people for years, but I've never had the chance to actually meet one. And it's nothing like any of the old texts say. Oh, this is upsetting."
"I fought in the great big battle, the big Draconian wars. Well, it was a war that was big war, warry war."
"Yes, it was quite the warry war."
And he kind of scratches out "intelligent" on his page. He then kind of like reaches into his bag and he pulls out a. Have you ever seen one of those things that the old phrenologists used to measure people's skulls? it's kind of like two arcs of metal, and he starts kind of like measuring across your snout. At this point, kind of a rather tall, kind of muscular lady. This one that's next to him kind of walks over. And she says to Aldous, "Dear, just leave him alone. Yes, I know it's interesting. You've met a dragon for the first time." This lady.
"I don't mind."
As you say that, he does the kind of testicle check that they do at Crufts. Like he's just examining you.
What the fuck?
"Put down impervious to fire. Very important that."
"But can you breathe fire?"
"Oh yes. Yes, I do. Pass me a bit of chicken. I'll roast it for you."
No, it's all right. I'm vegan, but interesting.
The woman kind of shakes her head and she shakes your hand, and it's a grip of strength that you've never felt before. She's almost as tall as Stigvel, but she's human. But she's covered in muscles. She's wearing a rather posh, expensive-looking dress that's kind of like might as well be stretched over her. She's just so big for it. And she goes, and she says, I welcome. It's clearly your first time here. Aldous, he's an idiot. He's been teaching people the wrong things about dragons for his entire life, and I think now that he's met one, he's about to have a conniption. How? My name is Emma. You are well met. You look like you're capable in a fight.
Yes, do you want one?
Well, no, I'm a performer of physical entertainment feats, so I always like to see someone with a strong physique and strong muscles.
Oh, I challenge you to an acrobatic battle.
Oh, I'm not very good with the acrobatics. I'm more about throwing things. I threw two bears once.
Two bears? Wow.
At the same time.
I know someone that tossed a bear off once, but yeah.
Doubt. Well, I'm going to mingle and drink my body weight in wine, so please.
Nice to meet you. I'm on Baby Sham.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'm sure there is something on the table for you. Treble, what are you doing at this point whilst Calbo...
This is perfect.
While Calbo is having his crotch felt by a position.
So I'm doing a stealth. I'm going to have to do a stealth check, Anna, because I need to, like, blend out.
So, of. Okay, so what are you trying to do?
Let me tell you about a mermaid I met once.
Yeah, in the background, okay.
What are you trying to do?
I'm acting as in I'm just his boy, no, his manservant.
Okay.
Yeah, so no one wants to pay note of me. I'm just a black tunicked halfling, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wanting to like get like a good orientation of the area without arousing any suspicion whatsoever. Just so because I'm looking for the thing, obviously.
Okay, so you are in a room. There is a door on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
Bookcase around here. This is just kind of what you would assume would be the reception room. People are talking. People are chatting. You're scuttling around, you come past a couple who are kind of both in the mid-40s. They're both attractive. The husband kind of like whispering to the wife, and you can overhear him whispering, and he's kind of like staring at Calbo, and he's non-humans. What are they letting non-humans in here for? It's not right. We're supposed to ban them. He's like, just leave it. Please don't get into politics while we're here. This is a party. It's a nice time. Can't be having it.
And then she brought out her sister.
And unfortunately for Treble, he can't ignore something like that. You know what it's like.
Yeah.
And good lord, good lady.
And the man kind of like jumps and he looks down at you. Goes, oh my god! And so if you look at him, he's kind of got a neat little beard. His hair is slicked back. They're both wearing kind of. He's wearing a very fine suit. She's wearing a kind of a long blue dress. He goes, yes, may I help you?
I can't but help overheard you mention something around non-humans not being allowed in here.
Well, it's a policy my group are attempting to influence the governor for, yes. We wish to keep his rearie for humans only.
Being a non-human, do you mind me speaking to you right now?
Just don't get too close, but yes.
EMP.
Is the gut.
It's really National is, Party.
Is the governor. Does the governor share your sympathies for the human plight?
The thing that you'll learn about our governor, Fenton. Fenton mm-hmm. Westerfolk is his name. I think you'll learn about
Fantastic.
Him.
Fantastic. I'm getting more knowledge here.
Is that he's easily bought. You just have to pay him enough money and he will believe whatever I tell him to believe. Isn't that right, Esther, dear?
Okay.
So, yes, yes. We managed to get past planning permissions to knock down the orphanage to build our large house. And it only took 50,000 gold pieces into his pocket. So.
Okay. Gadget.
Yeah.
Do you know charm person? Could I do that on two people? Seeing as I went out in combat.
Okay, what? How are you wanting to charm them? Like, what are you wanting them to do?
I want them to forget that they know how to swim, and I want them to walk off the edge of the water.
That's not how charm person works. You would have. Well,
is there any way I can do that in any way?
I don't think you have suggestion. I think you would
dominate person. Does that work?
That is a combat one. That would put you in a fight.
That's a Stigfeld on that.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Instead of that, Treble will remember this.
Ooh,
that's all.
It's a telltale moment.
That's all. You go, I hope you have a good evening. And then I just carry on.
And you just get a bit of a sneer from Mr. Harley.
Yeah.
As you kind of walk back around the room, you see at this point, Aldous is kind of like he's lifted the side of Calbo's mouth out, and he's looking at his teeth and kind of making notes.
My eyes lit up when they brought a starfish into the role play, I can tell you.
Yeah, so while he's keeping that up, obviously, I'm just pottering around. I'm trying to get to that door, basically. We are kind of invisible, but not physically.
Okay,
invisible.
so as you walk past this woman, so she is a...
Yep.
A kind of tall... hang on, where is she? She is a... Kind of a shorter woman. She's dark skinned. She's wearing a kind of a purple dress with kind of a headband on. She kind of taps you on the shoulder as you walk past, regardless of your stealth. And she goes, and she just whispers down to you, "Stay away from the Harleys. It's not good for anybody."
I intend to.
I haven't seen you around here before. Who are you?
I'm but a humble manservant.
Uh-huh. And humble manservants normally skulk around like this.
I like to look for the best advantage points for my master to provide the best entertainment, that is all.
Roll a deception check for me.
Fuck! I knew you were going to say that.
You are actively lying to her.
Yeah, I know. Deception. Okay. 20.
20.
Nice.
She says to you, "Very well. It seems your master has become the belle of the ball. Everyone's attention is on him.
It's his favourite thing."
She reaches
Have a good out, evening.
She reaches out her hand and says, "I'm Juliana."
"I'm Mr. Underhill."
"Underhill. Interesting pseudonym."
"Have a good evening."
And she kind of holds onto your shoulder and just pulls you back. "Don't worry. I'm not your enemy."
"I don't have any enemies."
"I'm sure you probably do, but I think we both have similar things in mind. I take it you're here to steal from Fenton?"
"Where did you get that impression?"
"That's what I'm here to do."
"What are you stealing from this Fenton?"
"Whatever I can find. He has a rather tedious habit of taking things from people that don't belong to him to put in one of his various collections. I like to come to these parties and I usually steal something and give it back to whoever owns it."
"Hmm. Are you a good thief?"
And she holds up your pistol. "Because you didn't notice I took this."
"Bloody hell. Hmm. Okay. Touché."
"There's nothing to steal. There's nothing to steal in this building."
"Oh.
It's all books." "But..."
"Mm-hmm.
I think what you're looking for is not for a place for your master to have his advantage. I think you're looking at how to get into the main mansion itself. Is that right?"
"If one was to get into the main mansion himself, not that I am, how would one possibly indulge?"
"Not here. Meet me in the morning and I'll help you. You seem... interesting. At the very least, funny."
"Yes, I get that a lot. Okay. We have a Concord."
"An Accord."
"An Accord. I'm drunk."
Was that in character or not in character?
I'd like to say it was in character, but it wasn't. It was me. Just being drunk. "We have a Concord."
"Okay. Do you know Leo?" And she says, "Do you know Leopold's?"
"Do I?
Fucking
yes, I do.
Taylor.
I do. Yeah, that's where I got my suit. That's where I got my, yeah. Yes, I do. I do know Leopold's."
"Okay, I stay in the apartment above his shop, so I'll meet you there in the morning. But we should be subtle now because I believe the entertainment is about to begin."
"Very well."
And that's when there's a tentacle in my dragon hole. That was a step too far.
Fucking hell, Biggie.
Oh, Jesus.
We're trying to
espionage this shit up, us two here. And you're just being filth.
I'm entertaining the guests with stories.
I'm trying to mention about, like, Concords and stuff. Planes that don't exist anymore.
The door to the eastern side of the room opens, and there's a man in a black tunic with kind of like white ruffles, comes out and goes, "Esteemed guests, before Fenton, our beloved governor, makes his appearance, he said he wanted to you to enjoy some entertainment. He is finishing up some business, and he shall be down presently. But if you'd all like to come into the parlor room, you can bring your drinks, and our entertainment shall be out momentarily."
"I shall regale some battle tales for you, I can tell you that."
And I just give Calbo a little nudge.
"Calbo."
"Yes." "They love me here."
"Simmer down, for fuck's sake. You've done the entertaining. I've got the intel I need. Let's just see what this entertainment is and get out of here. Okay?
Order.
No more tales of mermaid, whatever the fuck it is you talk about."
"I've got a quick question."
Yes?
Mm?
"I'm sure when we first arrived here, when I talked about the story about the war, that they allowed me to keep what was my spear as a walking stick."
"Yes."
"Do I have a weapon on me?"
"You do.
You've got your walking stick."
"You agree that I have that?"
"You're using it as a walking stick."
"Yes."
"And just be wary, we haven't been attacked at all, mate, so don't just start attacking."
"I just want to make sure that I am actually armed. It suddenly popped into my head that I had it."
"So I'll walk in first, we're still in character. I'm your boy, your manservant. And I'll go stand
I'm
at limping, the back
but
here
I
like
forget
a,
which leg it is and I swap them over sometimes.
I'll stand at the back here like any good manservant and you go mingle with the crowd."
"Okay, so
Captain Redwing, at your service."
You walk into the parlor room. There is a kind of a large fireplace there, and there is kind of a small stage set up in front of it. The room is warm. There are some bookcases around here, but there's nowhere really to sit or anything. It's basically a standing event. The maitre
d' free.
The maitre d' kind of stands up on the table and goes, "So normally we would have a collection of bards here to play music for you, but unfortunately they've been held up at Indeel's Rest. So we have a new entertainer for you. He comes fresh from the north. He's a very different kind of entertainer. So we hope you enjoy the comedic stylings of Treble O'Clef." And a door opens, and a rather large man dressed in a red suit walks out. And he goes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy to be here for you tonight." And that's where we'll end episode 37 of the
Fuck.
Dragon Streamer Scored Sheep.
What is that? What is that? Fuck. What is that?
Fuming.
Triple O'Clef.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Plot's thickening.
Maybe so, yes. He's a better bard.
Hey.
Well, you've just been told he's a comedian, not a musician, so...
Yeah, some bards are funny, some bards are talented. I sing the theme tune to this podcast every week. I'll have you know.
You do.
Live every week.
Every week. Speaking of which, thank you for listening to this podcast. Hit us up on Twitter @ Scorched Sheep. Get on the Patreon. Patreon, get early access to things. No adverts.
Get on
extra
it.
Artwork, extra character sheets. Candy says she's going to start drawing things again soon, didn't she?
Yes, I did.
Has to.
The listeners are crying, Candy.
I don't need to. You're getting so good at it now.
I'm not that good yet.
Get on the biggie bundle. That gets
get on the biggie
stuff.
Bundle. Support everything.
If we get 30 MCU people on the biggie shows. Bundle, Biggie will draw stuff for you. And that man can caricature like a motherfucker.
He can, well, mostly cocks, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, get on the Patreon. Check out the website, modernescapism.co.uk. Oh yeah, the Patreon, patreon.com/modernescapism. We have to give them the link. Get in our Discord. Send us hate mail. I don't care. Give us 5-star reviews. We love you all for listening, so just give us some love back. And we will see you in 2 weeks' time to find out what happens with a comedian and what happens with a big fight.
There's an imposter in the house.
Thank you all. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
It'd be like that fucking Viscount advert or the fucking Ferrero Rocher adverts, and cowboys are going, oh, yes.
Got any Ferrero Rochers?
Oh, you're spoiling us, Ambassador.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.